Welcome to the Mesa Business Builder podcast series. As a business owner, you need answers. Join us as we share our most commonly asked questions and provide clear direction and resources for your business. The City of Mesa offers a host of free programs and services, all geared toward helping Mesa businesses start, grow, and thrive. And visit mesabusinessbuilder.com online for additional information available to you 24/7.
Hi, I'm Sally Harrison, president of the Mesa Chamber of Commerce. We're in the podcast studio today with our friend Kelly Keffer from the City of Mesa Office of Economic Development. Welcome. It's good to have you back.
Thank you, Sally. It's great to be back visiting with you today. I appreciate you having me.
Of course. Another episode about our favorite topic, the Mesa Business Builder. But today we're going to talk specifically about the Small Business Assistance Program and Mesa Hub.
That is correct.
Yes. Okay. So let's get into it. Talk about what the Mesa Business Builder Small Business Assistance Program is.
All right. Well, we'll roll back to 2020 and spend just a minute talking about the pandemic.
Yes.
And how impactful in a negative way that was on many of our small businesses. Mm-hmm. And we had done the Mesa Cares program, yep, whereby we had supported our small business community by way of grants and technical assistance to help them be more sustainable and future forward.
That was a huge program and very, very helpful to so many businesses. How many businesses went through that program?
So in the grant side of the house, that particular program, we served 520 businesses. Mm-hmm. It was about $4.5 million, mm-hmm, worth of grants where we paid their mortgage or rent and their utilities for 3 months. Mm-hmm. Recognizing that was helpful, but kind of like a Band-Aid on an arterial wound, mm-hmm, we knew that we were going to have to do more because the businesses had to become more competitive, mm-hmm, and more resilient, mm-hmm, for their success in the future. Mm-hmm. And we stood up the technical assistance program. Through that program, we served 250 businesses over the course of 6 months, and we did $1 million worth of technical assistance in that 6 month time frame.
That 6 months went so fast.
It did. It was a whirlwind. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we were really glad to be able to be a part of that.
Absolutely. And then because of the success of that program, both from a community perspective, the community was so appreciative of being able to receive that level of help and assistance during such an incredibly hard time. And city leadership was also very pleased that we were able to step up to the plate, mm-hmm, and provide that kind of assistance. They decided that we needed to have an ongoing program that continued to provide technical assistance to our small business community.
And we are very grateful for that too.
And that is the impetus of why we're here today. Mesa Business Builder Small Business Assistance Program. This is our flagship support program for small businesses, mm-hmm, in the community.
So talk about what that looks like. What does that encompass?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, essentially for qualified small businesses in the City of Mesa, we provide one-on-one support via consulting and professional advising services. So the city's paying for these services, mm-hmm, on behalf of the business. Mm-hmm. And these services cover everything. Think of it kind of as soup to nuts.
Yeah.
So everything from business planning, business strategy, to financial advising, learning how to read financial statements, putting a package together to potentially approach a lender, getting assistance with marketing. That's always the number one request, sure, for help and services from our small businesses.
Sure.
And that can be everything from getting a website built to social media assistance to branding to sales development. Just a whole host of topics that we cover in this program. Oftentimes, it's very difficult for small businesses to be able to afford to pay for professional advising and consulting.
Sure.
But just a little bit of that type of help can really give them an advantage in upping their game.
Yeah.
As a business and improving their sales, mm-hmm, and becoming more sustainable.
Sure. Well, so many business people, you know, they go to school to be a chef or whatever. They don't go to school to be a business owner necessarily, and certainly don't come with those other skills like marketing. So that's key.
Absolutely. Totally key. When you're a small business owner, many times you have to wear all the hats.
Right.
And sometimes you wear some hats better than you wear other hats.
Yeah. Yeah.
So our intent with this program is to help them mm-hmm. with those pieces that they may not have any expertise in, just like you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I may cook great food, but that
right.
doesn't mean I know a lick about accounting.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
that's where we try to come in with this program and
mm-hmm.
provide them the support, the training,
mm-hmm.
and the knowledge
mm-hmm.
so that they can run their business more efficiently.
Great. So what does it take for a small business to qualify for this program?
Great question. So this program is really built for for-profit
mm-hmm.
small businesses here in the city of Mesa.
Okay.
You must be within the city boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
So county islands, unfortunately, even if they're within Mesa, do not qualify.
Okay.
You can be a home-based business. That's
okay.
absolutely fine with this program as well.
All right.
So the two pieces to qualify are you must be for-profit.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be located within city limits.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second piece is you have to have a Mesa General Business License.
Okay.
And that is relatively new. We rolled the business license out in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is it only costs $10.
Mm-hmm.
It is not an expensive license. And there is a bit of a process. I believe that we will have one of my colleagues here talking about the business
yes.
license soon.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a matter of getting your business license. And then after that, you need to fill out the application for the Small Business Assistance Program.
Okay. All right. So how does the business apply?
How do they apply?
Yeah.
So during COVID, we actually piloted the Mesa Hub,
mm-hmm.
which is a 24/7 online digital platform that we provide for free to all businesses in Mesa. At this time, we have 840 businesses on the Mesa Hub.
I was going to say, so whether they're part of this program or not, you can still go into the Hub.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's for businesses
mm-hmm.
in Mesa.
Nice.
It's very, very easy to get there. It's Mesa. Dot my hub, HUUB
right.
dot com
okay.
/register and
okay.
that will take you to the Hub platform.
Okay.
Once you're on the Hub platform, there's a tile on there that says click here for one-on-one assistance. It's pretty easy to find
uh-huh.
and that will take you to the application for the program.
Okay.
It's relatively short, 20 questions.
Mm-hmm.
Once you fill out that application, that it actually comes to me.
Okay.
And I'm the person then who reviews the application.
Okay.
And the steps that I take on my end is I verify your business license.
Mm-hmm.
I verify your Mesa address.
Mm-hmm.
I look at the type of assistance that you want. I make sure that you're a for-profit business and that you're not a nonprofit.
Uh-huh.
And from there, we will approve you for services in the program.
Sounds pretty simple.
It is. I think the other thing to remember is this is truly built for our small businesses and entrepreneurs. So
mm-hmm.
we're really looking at companies that have 25 or less employees.
Oh, okay. Okay. So talk about what the Hub is.
The Hub, again, is an online digital platform,
right.
but it is, think of this as a fantastic resource that you can use anywhere. You can use it from your home because it's online. You can
mm-hmm.
use it while you're on the road. But it has several different pieces within the Hub platform. The first is the community board. And I like to tell people so that it makes sense. This is, think of it like your Facebook wall.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the community board is your wall for
okay.
small businesses here in Mesa. It's
mm-hmm.
a place to reach out to other businesses in the community. It's a place to introduce yourself, your business, who you are, what you do. So that other businesses are aware that you're here in the community
mm-hmm.
and you're part of our small business offerings here
mm-hmm.
in the city.
Okay.
We also have a grant opportunities page. So our Hub partners go out and they're always searching for grant opportunities. And when they find them, they post them on the grant opportunities page.
I did not know about that.
This could be anything from a FedEx grant for small business. I mean, there are a number of grants
mm-hmm.
and they can range anywhere from $1,000 up to several thousand dollars.
Nice. It's always helpful.
It is always helpful. And, you know, we get a lot of businesses that are looking for ways to fund their business
mm-hmm.
in a way that doesn't entail a loan
mm-hmm.
or smart. Credit cards.
Yeah. Yeah. Smart.
Right.
Nice.
We also have an online learning library. So there are more than 100 recorded trainings in this library, mm-hmm. and it covers every topic imaginable. Again, from business planning to strategy to finance, HR, legal concerns, Google tools.
Nice.
All available. You can do this in your pajamas with coffee in hand.
Nobody will know.
And lastly, we have the events calendar. So what we do is we curate, we collect all of the events that we can find that are going on in Mesa for small businesses, and mm-hmm. we're posting them on that events calendar as well.
Wow, one-stop shop for everything.
We try to make it easy.
That's great. Okay, so how is this helpful for small businesses?
When you're running a small business, the majority of your time is actually spent working in your business
instead of on your
mm-hmm. business. We talk about this all the time, mm-hmm. and you don't have a lot of time to go out and, you know, try to find 100 different places where I need to go to right. find this or to find that. What we try to do is we try to gather it all together in one place mm-hmm. to make it easier for a business to go through all of that information and get connected mm-hmm. more efficiently. Mm-hmm.
So is there anything else you wanted to talk about? I mean, is there any networking opportunities for our small businesses?
Certainly, if you're on the Mesa Hub platform, uh-huh. That community board is meant to be a networking component for you, for your business, okay. to get familiar with other businesses that are in the community. Uh-huh. A lot of times there are complementary services uh-huh. or complementary businesses to what you do. Uh-huh. Also, sometimes the best way to solve an issue in your business is to reach out to other businesses
sure.
and ask them, hey, have you ever encountered something like this? Uh-huh. And if so, how did you address it, or how mm-hmm. did you solve it? And what we find is that most businesses are more than willing to share
yeah.
with others how they've managed to tackle an obstacle.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Anything else? I know you're coming back again.
Probably more than once.
That's all good. All right. Well, thank you for this information. Again, how do people get on the hub?
To one more time to go to the Mesa Hub. It's mesa.myhub, and that's HUUB.com. That will take you to the Mesa Hub platform.
Okay.
You can register. If you're not already registered, you can register there.
Okay.
And again, if you want to then apply for the Small Business Assistance Program, once you're on the Mesa Hub platform, mm-hmm. you click that tile that says, click here to apply for one-on-one assistance. Again, we're trying to make it as simple as possible for people to navigate the tools, the resources that are available to them here in Mesa.
Okay. Well, I guess the message today is, if you're a small business, please take advantage of these opportunities for some support, right? And if you know of a small business that you think might need it, share this information.
Absolutely, share this information. And even though we're 4 years into this program now, and we've been in the media, we've been on TV, we've been in the newspaper, we're all over social media, we're out talking all the time in the community. If I had a dollar for every business that I still have tell me, I didn't know about right. these programs, I could probably retire. So well, let's not keep this a secret.
Yes, please share the information. Thanks again, Kelly.
Thank you so much, Sally. It's been great to be here today.
Thank you for listening to the Mesa Business Builder podcast. For more information, visit mesabusinessbuilder.com. For questions, email mesabusinessbuilder@mesaaz.gov. And remember, MesaBusinessBuilder.com is your one-stop resource for building your business in Mesa.